Well, hi there. Just trying out Audio Boo now. Not used it before, so see how this is going to go. And I think one of the things that it's I could see it being incredibly useful for is for kind of album reviews and people's views on music and sharing music, but not sharing music in the sort of traditional piracy way, but sharing it in much more of a lo-fi kind of way. To encourage people to go out there and actually buy albums. So I was just going to talk through an album I've just had arrive in the post today. I tend to order a few from Amazon every week, try and stock out the collection. And this one's actually an album called The Roots of LB on the Temper label. It's Temper's one of the big dubstep labels, and LB's kind of one of the pioneers of that genre. It sort of came out of the kind of the garage kind of two-steppy sort of scene and set up the kind of foundations for dubstep. And there's some really good sleeve notes in the album as well, which I might just read a little bit from in a minute. But I'll just put some music on now and just give you a sample of the kind of vibe on this stuff. So you can see the kind of vibe, the whole his kind of style and the crew that he sort of produced was all that kind of garagey kind of dubby style. So it's not quite as you'd know dubstep these days, I don't think. I mean, when you think of the likes of kind of the, well, not that I'm that into it, but the likes of kind of, you know, the Burials out there, or the you know, the Bangers and all that style. It's not quite that, but you can see how it laid the foundations. And in the sleeve notes, I'll talk briefly about it. Just speak out exactly as it says in the sleeve notes. It's quite interesting. It said during 2000 and 2002, a brief but influential window opened in urban music. The focus of drum and bass culture had moved out of its London heartland, and UK garage started to implode under the weight of commercial expectation. Between these forces, one man, Lewis Beadle, aka LB, assembled a production crew in Streatham, South London, whose influence was to be felt for the rest of the decade. The Ghost Camp took a little from both scenes, the bassy masculine edge from drum and bass, and the sexy feminine swing from UKG, and made a new mutation later to be named dubstep. The Roots of LB is the first retrospective to pull together all the ultra-rare white labels, lost remixes, and dusty DAT tapes to preserve for posterity the output of this transient but seminal collection. I think my favourite bit is where it goes on to talk about a shed that he stuck at the end of his garden in Streatham. And I can just imagine all these sort of very unsavoury looking characters pumping out music at the bottom of a garden just next door to some pensioners or something. It was quite a nice image. But I'll just flick through a couple of the other tracks and so you get a vibe of it all. This is the revolution. So, yeah, that's that. Enjoy.